Hi there, I'm Leslie Dolphin. Now, a really uplifting story in the latest podcast from Suffolk Money, supported by Kingsfleet. It features the charity Fresh Start, which helps young people who are collectively called NEETs, not in education, employment or training. And it's proved a wonderful success story. My colleague Colin Lowe has been to chat with Tina Cinderby, who, as you'll discover, is an inspirational figure within the group.
Well, we're here on a very wet and windy Friday morning, aren't we, Tina?
We are, just a little bit today, just a little bit wet.
And we've come in out of the cold and out of the wet to this amazing place, Fresh Start. Now, Tina, first of all, tell us a little bit about Fresh Start. I know we're going to go into a lot more detail.
Certainly. Fresh Start is a charity that we work with children or young adults between the ages of 14 and 24. We aim to work those who are not in school, not in education, not in training, because these children should be, but some of them are slipping through the net.
Yeah.
So then we get youngsters referred to us, or even youngsters coming off the street and say, oh, I like what you're doing.
Yeah.
Can we come and help? So that's what we do, but we have a secondhand furniture shop.
Yep.
Which is a charity shop. We also have a cafe at the back, which we can serve the teas and the coffees and that as well.
And that is just one thing for anyone who's walking along the street. So we are in Carr Street.
Carr Street, that's right, number 29 to 31, right opposite where Woolies used to be.
That's what I thought as I walked along here.
That's right, that's for the oldest. That's right.
My age and over, we'll say. Yeah,
certainly.
So just along that part, so where the old Co-op was,
yes,
where Woolworths was.
That's right, we're down there.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. And as you go along, the first thing you'll see is the furniture.
That's right.
In the window.
That's right.
And maybe some clothes in the background. But the cafe is right at the back.
Right at the back.
Now, so, I've already spoken with a few satisfied customers in the cafe.
Yeah, we have regular people in every day. And we just have people who suddenly think, oh, there's a cafe there. Let's give it a go.
Yeah.
And especially because they realise that they're coming to help a charity.
Yeah.
They do tend to think, yeah, I will come back, because they can see what we're doing and they like what we're doing and they come back to support us.
So we'll come back onto all the things you do, because you've just given me a huge amount of information and I've got a page full of notes on this.
I'm very proud of our charity.
You should be. It's fantastic. But how did you get involved? Let's start with that.
How it was that they were advertising for somebody to work in the kitchen. I'd worked for McDonald's for a number of years and I was getting to the stage where I just didn't want to work for a big corporate company. I didn't want to be just a number. So I saw this and thought, I've been a mum, I can do a bit of cooking. And I came here, and since I came here and working with Angela, my whole life has changed.
Yes.
I now also mentor all the youngsters that come through. Whatever their problem is, we support every single thing like that. So I've now been here for nearly 2 years as well, behind me August, and that's what I do. I'm the one that produces all the brilliant food out of the kitchen.
That's what I'm hearing.
Top breakfast.
And
that's right.
I've been told the cakes are very good as well.
Oh yeah, all homemade. Everything we have is all homemade.
So is your role primarily revolve around the kitchen? Or are you now involved in every aspect of it?
All of us work everywhere.
Right.
All the youngsters get a chance to work everywhere. So at the moment, all the ones that we have here are all able to work everywhere.
Right.
Not so much in the kitchen unless I'm in there watching them.
Yeah.
Because some of them are just not too sure. But so they do need a little bit of help. But again, if they're willing to come and try, we will make sure that we let them have a go.
Very good. Now, you did say that you start with those as young as 14.
Yes, we do.
And you have your younger ones, but
yes,
you also have a lot of other volunteers and workers.
That's right. Our age range is between 14 and 80.
Right.
Which we're really lucky. The older ones are the ones that we have volunteering, which we believe that the mixture of the youngers and the elders together is a really important mix, because we each have something to teach each other. So that's why we are so proud that we have built this structure and it's working so well.
Yeah,
you know, having natural pointing things in the right place, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And obviously, while you're open, we're going to have a bit of noise.
Yeah, a little bit of noise, yeah. Never close our doors.
No, no. And that's one of the things you mentioned to me, that sometimes you just have people who've literally walked in off the street.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to have... We find people come in, see what we're about, and realise that we are very approachable people here. And they will come and talk to us about anything. And if we can't help them with the facility, we do have signposts that we can put them to. So we're really lucky. We've got a adult mental health CAF just across the road. So obviously we specialise in the youngers. But if anybody else comes in here and suffers, I know that I can take them across the road to the cafe and say, this is so-and-so today. They're really struggling. Is there any chance you could help them? And they always say yes.
Amazing.
You know, so we don't ever turn anybody away. We always find some way of helping them.
Now, just going back to with those youngsters, you said that there's you'll train them on different things.
So yeah, these youngsters are called NEET. Yeah. So they're not in education, not in employment and not in training. So they come here, it could be one... For one reason or another, they're in this situation. We are finding now that most of it is through the COVID. We're getting the COVID teenagers through. So for the 2 years that they were shut away, the socialising skills were not used. The anxiety these youngsters have through coming out and meeting people, having to have a conversation with people, is really hard. So that's why most of them come here, is a lot of it through mental health and anxiety. We have youngsters that come in, and that might take them 6 weeks before they will actually stay here. You know, but it doesn't matter. They'll come into the CAF, have a can of drink, look and watch, see what's going on. And then if they want to stay for an extra half an hour and help us, they can.
Yeah.
But if they want to come back tomorrow, they can as well. We do not put any pressure on any of the youngsters. We allow them to open up as slowly as they need to.
Yeah.
So if a youngster needs a week's worth of help or 2 years' worth of help, we never turn our back on the youngsters.
And you've got facilities. So you showed me kindly around your two floors.
Yes, our two floors.
So you're... Downstairs is where you do all your sorting.
Yeah, we do all of the sorting. So if the youngsters come in and they don't want to be with the public, that's fine. That's fine. We have now got the facility that they can go downstairs. They help sort all the clothes. And again, they'll be working with our volunteers down there. We also have a lot of flat pack stuff that we've been donated. So the youngsters come in and they can build something and to see their faces. And have their picture took to take home to show mum or dad or the carer or even going back to the children's home. It doesn't matter. Yeah. They've got something to be proud of that day.
Yeah.
And to see their face light up and to know that I've done that is an amazing feeling.
I mean, it really is. I have to admit, I'm terrible at putting flat pack stuff together. So if you can help people through that, you are doing a grand
job.
That's
right, that's right.
But the sense of achievement must be phenomenal.
It is, for not just the children, but for us as well. We're really lucky. Sometimes I can go home and I just think to myself, are we doing the right thing? Are we getting through? But then we come in the next day and something will go really well and you just think, we have done it.
So interestingly, you were telling me that at the end of every day, you get everybody together before you...
Before we leave, have a little get-together, just so we can speak about what's gone on during the day. If anything has worried anybody, let's talk about it amongst ourselves. If we've got a problem with somebody, let's talk about it, so tomorrow will be a fresh day.
That's brilliant.
And I always let them know that we've achieved today. You know, they've achieved today. Even if it was just speaking to the old lady who doesn't speak to anybody else. Do you know what I mean? Just knowing that, she spoke to you today. You're a lucky... you know, and seeing their face light up and seeing the customers' faces light up when they come in and go, oh, so-and-so's here today.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. The build-up we have between the customers and our youths are brilliant.
Yeah,
really is. So we can offer them so much. We can offer them the retail in the shop. They will all be trained on the barista training and they can go down in the warehouse. So if somebody comes here and hasn't got the exact skill, we can find a little job.
Yeah.
You know, we can always find a job for them.
Yeah, no, that's very good. Right, we'll pick up some more and just go back on the history in a second. But just say to anyone who's listening, you're listening to the Suffolk Money podcast that's supported by Kingsfleet. And I'm here with Tina Cinderby in the middle of Ipswich in Carr Street. And we're talking through about fresh starts and your amazing location and all the amazing work. I've never seen it. I don't think I've ever met anyone quite so happy and enthusiastic.
Everybody says that. I would probably say that if I was now younger, I would probably be diagnosed with ADHD or something.
Yeah, definitely.
But over the years, that wasn't in our life. I've learned how to cope with certain things. Mm. And I think that then I can then pass it on. I know what it's like to feel anxious, to feel that knot in your tummy and make yourself feel physically sick. I know how that feels when that youngster's walked through that door and made that one change. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so that's the point, is knowing that, sit down and listen to the youngster and say, it's okay.
Yeah.
We can all feel like that.
Yeah.
We all... When people say they've never felt anxiety, everybody has felt anxiety.
Yeah, at some stage, but probably the degree that others were going through must be a different level.
Yeah, it's just learning how to cope, because we don't want the anxiety. Yeah. And it is just a feeling, but we can, if we work together, get over that feeling.
So is that where most are coming to you because of that? Is it often
anxiety and mental
health?
Yeah, anxiety and mental health, and we do find is probably 80% of what the youngsters that come through.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So consequently, when they're either in an academic setting, they're struggling to concentrate.
A lot of these youngsters haven't achieved that. They haven't... When lockdown happened, some children never went back to school.
Yep.
And these are the ones that were coming through. They never went back because they just couldn't cope with it. And that. So we are now getting a backlash of the COVID. You know, it hasn't just gone away.
Yeah.
It is still here and we're still having to pay for it.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you must have some very encouraging stories from the
work
that you've done.
Being here, it is.
People whose lives have changed.
That's right. That's right. My son.
Right.
Kai. He has ADHD, autism and Tourette's, and at the age of 13, through anxiety of being different, I couldn't get him to go to school.
Right.
So when I came and worked here, Kai must have been 20. He was 20. And Angela was asking me about my family, and I said, Kai, and he was like, why didn't you come and get Kai to come in? So I spoke to him, and that took a little bit of time, but because he knew Mum was going to be here. And within 3 or 4 days, the customers fell in love with him.
Brilliant.
He was having conversations that he'd never, ever had.
Fantastic.
To the extent where now Kai works for Paddy and Scots down to Ambition House.
Brilliant.
Down the docks.
Because
lovely Paddy and Scots supports us all the way with the youngsters.
Yeah, you use their coffee and tea, don't you?
Yeah, we use their coffee and their tea. And they also the ones that provide the barista training
for us
as well.
Cool.
They send somebody in for their company.
Right.
And they're always popping in on us.
That's
Scott and Jonathan and that, they all make touch bases with us. We never feel like we're just another customer.
Oh, that's amazing.
Which is really important. And the reason Kai got the job is because they came in and saw what we were doing and said, do you have any youngsters perhaps that we could take? And Kai had to go down and have an interview, which he'd never had in his life.
Fantastic.
He had to do that trial and he proved himself.
Great.
And he's now working down there, and he loves his job.
That's fantastic.
So that prove it can be done.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and as you can see, at the moment we're sitting by a wall full of photographs. And every one of these youngsters have passed through us, and they have gone on to do something with purpose.
Yeah.
For purpose, it might not be exactly what they planned it to be.
No.
But they know that they've left and they've achieved.
Yes.
Sometimes things will change later on in life,
of course.
But we know that we have set them up with the skills to be able to cope with that change when it does come.
Yeah.
So even though they're youngsters now, when it comes later on to making big decisions, we know that we've helped them and they've done it before and we can do it again.
That's fantastic. But there's also those that you've brought in who are now mentoring others, is that right?
That's right, yes. We have Savannah. She came with us at 18 with WS Training. Another little lost soul, wasn't sure where she was going, but she came here. She's doing the barista training. She runs the shop.
Yeah.
She's just a completely different person. She's recently just completed her mental health. She's now a mental health first aider as well. Fantastic. Do you know, and to think that these youngsters were coming in with the problems and now their problems may not have been sorted, but they feel as though now they can pass on and help others, which is a really good thing. And to see, again, Savannah's face when she's left off, and I go, high five, we smashed it today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And yeah, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah,
when fantastic. You get that, I'll see you tomorrow,
right.
You've had a good day.
Yeah, because I guess at the early stages of a relationship, it's sort of just you're allowing people to come and go in there.
That's
space.
Right, that's right. It doesn't matter. I would say we have the cafe here, so we normally ask them to come in, have a cup of coffee with us. So we have a cup of coffee, have a little bit of a chat, and then I might have a little wander off so they can sit here and just watch and see. Sometimes some of the customers will come and sit down and have a little chat, but and then to suddenly think, well, I've got no choice but to chat with them. And you see then the conversation suddenly appearing. You know, we had Lucas, another little chap, your mum brings him in and said, he doesn't talk, doesn't do that. We can't shut Lucas up now. He is happy.
Lovely.
The other day, mum brought him in and said, oh, we've had a bad morning. I don't think we're going to stay.
Right.
And with that, she said, oh, Lucas wants to stay now. I'm
That's
off.
Fantastic.
Do you know what I mean? So again,
just
you're
giving
like...
giving people their own space.
Yes.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get familiar with where they are.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Absolutely. We're definitely like a little family here.
That's fantastic. And again, I've been very impressed with just the way everyone interacts and, you know, it doesn't matter what age your volunteers
are. No, say behind our calf today, we have Fern, who's in, you're in your 20s, and then we have John, who's 67.
Lovely.
They are working beside each other. They have so much to teach each other.
Yeah, brilliant.
Which is a really important thing.
Brilliant. So you've mentioned Angela's name a few times.
Yes, Angela.
So let's just go back a little
Mama
bit.
Mama G. That's our Mama G, all right?
Mama G, okay.
Yeah. Angela is an... she makes me quite emotional talking about that.
Yeah.
She is such an amazing lady.
Yeah.
She started this through trying to help others. And she has put her life, her soul, everything into this.
Right.
You know? Sometimes we have to say, Angela, you need to think about Angela.
Yes.
You know? Because Angela's an amazing lady. Angela has a... tumour. It's not a cancerous tumour, but it does make an impact on Angela's life.
Yeah.
But again, however bad day she's having, she'll come in. And again, it shows the youngsters, we can do this, we can get over that. Say, Angela, I don't know, it's really hard to explain her. She's so funny. She is so funny. She has us all in stitches of the things that she comes out with. But... again, she never turns away anybody.
Incredible.
You know? We're never going to be millionaires.
No.
But that doesn't matter.
No.
That doesn't matter. Well,
it's
no, we're never going to be millionaires.
It's the difference you're making to people, though, isn't
it?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
So let's just talk about... you were telling me earlier about the history.
Yeah.
When did this all start? How did it start?
How it all started was in lockdown. Angela comes from the Hadley area, and she noticed that the teenagers were struggling with the lockdown. So the food bank was made, and the youngsters were coming in and helping with the food bank.
Right, right.
So that's how it started.
Yeah.
And then she realised that these youngsters also were sort of going a little bit stir crazy.
Sure.
So they went and got a whole load of bikes, and they were then giving them to the youngsters to be able to go out on bike rides, to be able to deliver some of the food parcels.
Fantastic.
So she made up this little network. And it worked. And then we've also got a shop out at Kersey, a little charity shop out at Kersey Mill.
Lovely.
So she got that out there as well. And then she just suddenly thought, I need to do more to help these teenagers.
Oh,
she could see that there is such a big gap. A lot of the youngsters will go to college, they'll be there 3 or 4 weeks, and they don't manage it.
Doesn't fit.
And a lot of these youngsters, and then they feel like they're a failure.
Mm.
And Angela didn't want that. You're not a failure. We all try things and it doesn't work out. So then she thought, I've got to find a way. So she contacted its borough council and asked about, you know, new businesses going in. And she found this place. Luckily the CAF was already here. So we only had to sort of spruce it all up a bit.
Yeah, brilliant.
And on the first day we opened, we took over £1,500.
Never.
And it was...
wow.
And that was from that. It was just like we planted a seed.
Yeah, yeah.
And it went.
Amazing.
We have had our struggles. Oh, last yeah. year, we had a massive flood in the downstairs of the basement, and we lost everything. Oh, every item that had been donated down there, all of our computers that we were using for the youngsters to do their maths and their English, to apply for jobs, we lost everything. Mm. So it was a hard time, and for a time we didn't know if the charity would be able to come out of this. But we did. Mm. We all went on together. As a little family, we would sit down and go, no, this one's not working, let's try something else. And then we'd have another rainstorm and it would be more flooded. Goodness. But each time we bounced back, each time our customers came in and supported us by buying our goods, by coming into the CAF. And this is why we're still here.
Yeah, fantastic stuff.
Yeah, so, but this place is amazing.
Yeah.
Because we offer such good deals, you know, all of our furniture is good quality. Mm.
Yes, how do you come by the furniture? You did tell me that earlier.
A lot of our furniture is all donated.
Yeah.
It may come from it may come from house clearances that we do. Mm-hmm. Some of the saddest ones we do are at end of life.
Yeah, of course.
Which are very sad.
Yeah.
But at least the family, it may not be a family, or maybe the solicitor has contacted us and said, oh, can you come and help us here? At least then we are hoping that people have peace of mind,
yes,
that their things are all going to a good purpose, to be reused.
Absolutely.
And that, which to us is a really important thing. We are a charity that we do not charge to pick up anything that people
That's
donate
an amazing
to us.
Thing to do, yeah.
Because we believe that if you're good enough to donate that, why should I then charge you for the for that?
Mm.
So we are one of the only charities that do not charge to do house clearances. At the moment, the shop is a little bit full because we did have a house clearance yesterday.
Is that right?
But it'll be such a fun day today because the youngsters will be rooting through bags, and because we find a lot of things that come from the olden times, might be 1980s.
Yes, yeah.
To them, it's the older times.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then the conversations start.
Yeah.
So even having these donations can start up a conversation with the elder going, oh, I had one of those.
Right, right.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, so we are. Absolutely. People bring stuff into the shop. They realise that, and that we are worth bringing in. And whenever they come in, we always say, thank you for your support.
Fantastic.
We also do gift aid.
Yeah.
So when we come in, we ask, are you willing to do gift aid? Because that's another big way that we can all help each
other.
And that. So, but we are really, really lucky with our donations.
Right.
People do support us, but if there's anybody out there that still needs anything picked up or collected, we will always take it.
Yeah, so let's take your... Yeah, what's your number? How do people get in touch with you for that type of thing?
If you look for us on Facebook...
That's the best thing, is it?
Yeah, we've got a Facebook page. So when new items come in and they're really nice and things that we think people would like, we take pictures, we put it on Facebook. So if you can't get down that day, you can send us a message.
Brilliant.
Oh, I'm interested in that. Oh, yeah, we'll put a reserve sign on until the people can come down. We actually have a waiting list. We have a book for certain things because with the cost of living now, people are struggling.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so if they can come in here... And for the same price where they'd have to go to a shop and buy a bed, I can get the whole bedroom furnished.
That's fantastic.
That's a lot of difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? Because people aren't living in very nice places at the moment.
No.
You know, we go to a lot of houses of multiple occupancy, and the way that these people are living, people don't understand.
Mm.
And because it's behind closed doors, we don't realise it's going on.
Mm.
We see it on television and we think, oh, it's just on these programmes, but it's not.
Mm.
It is in our town
and
we all need to be aware that this, you know, people are struggling in Ipswich.
And you were saying that it's perhaps not the stereotype view of people who are struggling.
No, no, it's always been, oh, if you're on benefits that you're hard up. It's not always like that. We have people who are working full-time jobs that are coming in and financially are not being able to manage.
Mm.
And that reason being is that they might be working 40 hours a week, but they're on minimum wage and there is no chance of overtime.
Yeah.
So how are you supposed to get more money? You can't do it.
Mm.
So they realise that something has got to stop.
Mm.
So we try and help them as much as we can. If we cannot be able to help them, we can signpost them to different charities and different organisations that may be able to help.
Yeah.
We help as much as we can. We have a little community fridge so that when people donate, everything goes into the community fridge and people can come in and help themselves.
Fantastic.
We also get all the end of day waste from Sainsbury's.
Oh, great.
So I pick that up every day and people are now relying on that. They know what time I'm going there and they know what time to be here. Mm. So they might be able to have a packet of donuts that day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
also, we offer free sanitary protection. So if anybody is struggling with anything like sanitary towels, incontinence pads, tampons, come and see us. No person should have to struggle with anything like that. We have a lovely, beautiful toilet, which is my pride and joy. We always have sanitary products in there. So if anybody ever is in town and need help, they all know that the toilet is there and is needed.
Yeah, fantastic.
And that. So, and also, if ever we get, quite often we get some cleaning products and that donated.
Mm.
And what we can also do, because we find that we've got a lot of places we can send people for food.
Mm.
You have the £2 top-up shops.
Yes.
But we try and concentrate thinking, well, if we can give out a bag of cleaning products, because people are going to be buying food or heating.
It's going to be their priority.
So if I can give them a bottle of bleach, a washing powder, and some antibacterial or something, then we also think we're helping in that other little way.
Absolutely.
You know, we try and find a little gap, and then we try and get in it and hope we try and fill it as much as we can.
That's amazing.
We work with so many different organisations. But I think they don't think people are realising, because so many people are struggling, the organisations are struggling to get the support.
Yes.
So that's what we really, all these organisations need support. So when you go shopping and you see that basket there, just get a tin of baked beans and put in. You know, we can all do it and we can make a lot of difference. But we can only do it if we all work together.
Mm.
Just stop and think about other people, just for one moment.
Mm.
You know? Yeah, everybody's struggling, but there's always somebody who's worse off than you.
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
So,
what strikes me with everything you do is the different sort of layers that you have.
Yeah.
So you're obviously, the initial focus is on doing something for the youngsters.
Yeah.
But then you've got older folk who also benefit from
yeah.
it, because they then find something to volunteer with or something to give
that's
their
right.
time with.
That's right, and instead of staying
with,
at home,
yeah.
they're out and they're doing a purpose.
And then you've got the cafe so that people can find somewhere nice and warm to come in, but
yeah.
then they can meet others, perhaps they're
feeling
alone.
That's right, yeah, we have little church groups meeting here
yeah.
because they know that they can...
That they're safe.
Yeah, and again,
yeah, yeah.
again, we can. Some of the youngsters go, well, what are they doing?
Yeah, yeah.
And you explain, they're Christian people. And they don't need to go to church to talk to God. They know that God's everywhere for them.
Mm.
So they have their little meeting here. And the nice thing is they'll probably say, would you like us to pray for you?
Oh, amazing.
And it is, to know that you're being anything that we can to get a bit of help.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? We'll take that.
Yeah,
so, but the layers, it is amazing.
And then, as you say, you've got the clearance stuff, which then provides... things to sell.
That's right, that's
and the things
right.
things to sell obviously then generate an income that supports everything else.
That's right, yeah.
And all the way through this, what you're focusing on is the people who are working with you.
That's right, that's
because
right.
Because they're growing and becoming more confident.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what we need to do. We need these youngsters to know they can achieve.
Mm-hmm.
They can do a really good thing in life.
Mm-hmm.
And still come out the other side. You know, they can give and still come out the other side. And as I've always said, I will never stop standing by these youngsters.
Yeah.
You know, never.
Yeah.
If I have to stand beside them for the rest of their lives, the rest of my lives, I will do.
I assume from your previous work, you had to train a lot of youngsters
Yeah. That was what I specialised in at McDonald's.
Really.
Yeah, yeah, because... McDonald's is hard work.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And we take from 16 years old as well.
Yeah,
so you get a lot of these youngsters who have just come out and all of a sudden they're working. So it helped me to work under pressure.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it is under pressure.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I can have a cafe full of customers.
Yeah.
And they all want to have a little chat as well as me cooking.
Yeah.
And I manage it. They all think I'm mental the way I run around in here. But that's who I am.
It's been absolutely brilliant.
And it's been wonderful to be able to talk to somebody and to be praised my beautiful charity that we have. I am so proud of what we do.
So you should be.
So proud. And so proud of Angela.
Yeah.
You know, she's an amazing lady.
This is the thing that I think we just want to try and bring out, that there's all these organisations, there's several lots in Suffolk, and not making a big splash, but you're making a difference to individuals. And
that's
What more could we ask?
That's right. And if we all were to work together, even if you could volunteer for an hour a week at any of the charities, just being able to give something back and not always take. This is what we're all... all the charities that everybody need to be thinking about.
I think you're right. Often people think that the only thing charities want is their money.
Yeah, and it's not.
As you say, an hour or two of your time a week can make a massive difference.
Amazing. And you get an awful lot out of it.
You certainly do.
You know, when you've seen that youngster coming in and leave with a smile on the face and his picture or his certificate where he's done his coffee training.
Yeah.
You know, it's an amazing thing.
Fantastic. You must have a huge sense of pride about what you have all
Oh, very
delivered.
Much so.
Yeah.
Very much so. I shout loud and proud. But we do that here. So when people come round, we always say, if we have a disability, we're loud and proud about
it. Yeah.
Because these youngsters are achieving, even with disabilities.
Absolutely.
You know, they're no different. Everybody gets treated the same.
Yeah.
Whether you're 14 or you're 80, you all get treated the same. Nobody is better than anybody else.
Yeah.
Nobody's above anybody else. Nobody's below everybody else.
Yeah.
So everybody knows they're going to be treated exactly the same. And that's to me is a really important thing. Inclusion.
Yeah.
Let's get all these people who are struggling back together and work as a community.
Yeah, brilliant. Lovely. Well, thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you for making the effort and coming and seeing us. I really do appreciate it.
It's been a privilege.
That's Tina Cinderby from the charity Fresh Start chatting to Colin Lowe about their work. You can find out more about Fresh Start by going to freshstartcharity.org. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast when you visit our website, which is www.suffolkmoney.co.uk. And if you can give us a top rating, that'll help more people to find us too. My thanks to Colin and the team who helped to produce this podcast. That's Joy Day and Sally and Kevin Birch. And of course, most of all, to you for listening. From me, Leslie Dolphin, until the next time. Bye.